You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Welcome to the very first episode of the second season of First Voice Last Word. It's Hindustan Times' main podcast on politics, and what we are going to focus on in the second season is the run-up to the 2024 elections when Narendra Modi is going to seek a third term. I'm very pleased that for our very first episode, we have a major newsmaker. We have Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, who's of course been at the forefront of politics for decades now. And he is also setting the agenda in the run-up 2024. Kharge Saab, thank you so much for speaking with Hindustan Times.
Thank you.
Kharge Ji, we are speaking to you when you're about to complete very soon a year as Congress President. I wanted to ask you, what has been your biggest learning so far?
Biggest learning? See, it is not a new for me. Since my childhood, I am in politics. And I have grown from ordinary Congress Party's active member, then block Congress Committee President, then DCC, then PCC, then All India General Secretary. And again, I am now President. So I don't feel anything new for me. So, and it is since long when I came into contact with various persons, nearly I feel that it is a routine work, and I have given some great responsibility that I have to fulfill it. That is, and that should be good decision in the interest of the people. And also we have to take everybody into confidence. That is more important. And even other parties, because my party is a major opposition party. And it is my duty to take others also into confidence so that we all should fight unitedly to save democracy and constitution. So that is my aim.
You're right. And perhaps that thing that you're saying, to take everyone along, when we ask people what is Kharge Ji's style, they always say you have a very kind of, you know, discussive, you know, keep, you know, talk to people, see what air and try to build consensus. So you're like this consensus maker. Would you say that is your mantra?
No, it is not mantra. It is, in democracy, it is needed. What do you think about democracy? Democracy for the people, by the people, of the people. It means that everybody should take, then only it is called democracy. If like Modi ji, if he takes a decision one side without discussing his own people, without discussing his own party seniors also, that will be called as autocratic decisions. And nobody will appreciate it. As long as his personal charisma is there, or whatever he himself claims that my sabko akela hi bhari padta hu. Means entire opposition one side, Modi is sufficient to deal with them. This is his always argument. This argument will not go forever. It is temporary. Okay, in democracy, sometimes you may get 2-3 terms. Others may get decades together. But ultimately, what you have achieved is important. And human index is more important than anything else. How far you have developed in education, how far health problem you have solved, how you have taken protein, means paustik ahar, how much you have given, and that these things, employment, inflation, and skill development, this all should be considered. Then only we can say that we are progressing, we are developing. Like Pandit Jawaharlal Nehruji, when he became first Prime Minister, from day one he started the schemes, five-year plans. In five-year plans, he started irrigation, he started technical institutions, because we were completely new. Nothing was there. Even one pin was not produced. Such circumstances, a man who takes charge, and he is the man who created infrastructure for India. Such things we expect, not only criticizing each other or only taking off on the religion, in the name of religion, or in the name of some means just to make people, I can say, fool. You can't make fool every time. Sometime you can make, and that too for some people, but you can't make fool to all the people all the time. So this is, our idea is to give something to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you create wealth, if you create employment, then only people will come up on their own in education and everything.
But Kharge Sahab, would you accept that, especially in the position now that you're in, as the boss, as the chief of the party, that it is always possible? Like, for example, it is sometimes you have to take a call on who to make the face. That requires a tough call to be taken, doesn't it? And to stop infighting, which is a problem with all legacy parties like yours, like BJP's, to stop infighting.
No, here we don't have problem, because we are concentrating how to defeat BJP, which is destroying the country, youth's future also. And instead of bringing people together, they are dividing. They are emotionally. If a prime minister starts speaking emotionally of his ideology, which is not 65% people not accepted his ideology. Whatever he says, mai dekh lunga, mai karunga, mai eki basu. Yes, this type of long ways will create a problem in this country. And nearly 140 crores people are there. You take everybody into confidence, then do something. And whatever you are asking, that who will be means to take one man.
Yeah. For example, who will be the chief ministerial candidate?
That deal. So every time, first, I will tell my own experience.
Yeah.
In 1971, we fought election on cow and calf symbol. Then Devarajar, he didn't contest. The high command asked him not to contest the election. But ultimately, he got elected as a leader of the CLP legislature, and he became a chief minister, and we all became ministers in his cabinet. So sometimes, even without contesting, people recognize, party recognizes them, their services. And many times it happens. Therefore, we should be careful. First, our aim should be we should get more numbers.
Mm.
When you get number, you can play anything. If you don't have number, simply talking no use. So we are concentrating on that.
So do you think outside, as a political journalist looking towards the Congress and watching, to me it seemed that one of the biggest challenges that you have, which it seems that you have kind of solved for now, was Rajasthan. Because Sachin Pilot was openly rebelling and even CM had made statements, but you seem to have brokered a peace. Was that your biggest challenge and how did you achieve it?
No, because you see, if you are living in one party, you must also learn how to come together and win the election. If you don't come together, definitely there will be damage. But here we tried our best. Even Rahulji, he himself came. We are along with me in the same house. We discussed 3 hours, 4 hours with
Sachin,
and also with Chief Minister Ashok Gahlot. So Rahulji convinced him, and he said, and I also told, whatever Rahulji is telling, you must agree, because you people have got future. Pilot, your age is there, and every day, today or tomorrow, after all, party decides. You can't decide yourselves who is the chief minister, who is the deputy chief minister, who is the leader, who is not leader. See, unless you work together and bring party in power, then only all these questions arises.
And you were able to convince them?
Well, they agreed. They gave a statement outside. Even when Priyanka's event there, at that time also they were together in this platform. So like that, they are coming together. Naturally, if anybody wants to become Prime Minister, Chief Minister, he will say that I should also get chance because I worked as a Congress President, I worked as a Deputy Chief Minister. These will be there. But when we convince them, they also understand. But sometimes it happens. But ultimately, Rahulji solved that problem. I was also there and my General Secretary was also there. So we solved it and we are now hoping we'll get.
You know, someone told me a very interesting thing. They said that Kharge-ji was effective in that because Kharge-ji's own career, twice or thrice he almost became chief minister and he was patient, he was a loyal party worker and that's the difference. Did you use that, sir? Did you tell them your own?
No, I tell many people. See, I won ballot election, means putting the names and ballot was secret. I won in consensus, means asking one by one. That election I won another election where, of course, Devegowda did not agree. And he said, you are a CLP leader. You were CLP leader earlier. And you made so many allegations against us. Therefore, we don't want to support you, he said. Frankly, he said. Then I said, yes, you are right. Forgetting that, if we want to come together, then you have to. Then he said, leaving you, I can agree anybody. And I can agree your friend. Like that, he said. Then I said, okay, you can do it. So, I am there in the party to become something out of the way. But I believe in ideology. And if, suppose, I think I am not getting chief ministership. It is better to quit. It is not once, twice, thrice. Even Srimati Indira Gandhi ji also, she felt bad many times. She says, anyway, it is missed. I'm sorry, she said. So when such leaders are with us, who realizes we supports us, and I felt this leader naturally, she herself, when she was in difficulty, she helped the Congress. Like that, my aim is to support the ideology. And that ideology which I have voluntarily accepted, not because somebody asked me to do this, that, because I accepted Indira Gandhi's 10-point program in 68-69, bank nationalization of banks, then this Raja Maharaja's
privy purses being banned.
That was, and bonded labor, land reforms, all this life insurance, this national. So all these, earlier I used to believe as a student and as a one Congress worker, or even independently when I was working for labor and students union. So I thought that this is the best opportunity to me to work and put my efforts, the idea in which I believe. So from that day to till today, I am in one party. Though I lost chief minister seats, but I am happy that at least in Congress party, our leaders, particularly Srimati Sonia Gandhi ji, earlier Indira Gandhi, then Rajiv Gandhi, then now Sonia Gandhi ji and Rahul ji, all are like-minded, and they believe in same ideology, or I can say that what I believe, they also believe the same ideology, and it is my duty to help, assist to achieve their goal.
What all of us newspapers, my colleague Shobhadra wrote in his story as well, and the big headline when you formed your team of CWC, new CWC, the big headline was that, you know, the person who fought the election against you, you know, Shashi Tharoor, you chose him to be part of the team. Was that a conscious decision, sir?
No, it is. See, naturally, he fought election against me. It does not mean that he is enemy of me. And I have run the party, not destroyed, removing one by one. Even people who earlier signed a petition against me, who gave some suggestions or something, So we have accommodated everybody, including him. So therefore, our aim is to collect the people as much as possible. People who have got, who are a little bit helpful, and there are many people who can contribute in a different way. Some people may be at ground level, some people in writing, some intellectuals, some lawyers, like that. We want to keep together, all the flocks together. So that's why I thought that he should be given. And I told him when he came earlier.
Tharoor.
Then I told him, don't worry, we will not leave anybody whosoever needed for the party.
When was this, sir? This is after you became CP.
No, early, when They authorized me.
Achha, to speak to the G20 people.
Not G23. When they authorized me to constitute a working committee.
Okay.
So that was my discussion. At that time, naturally, everybody come and wish me. And they can't tell their, desire or
right.
their this thing. So we understand on your face, on your these things. So naturally, I said, nobody should bother. We are there. Madam is there. Rahul ji has got his own. And madam has got 25 years experience. And Rahul ji knows nearly 10, 14 years who is who, what is what. And therefore, we have got experienced, means dealing such things, experienced leaders. So I did not bother about those things. We have included liberally everybody. And this time, we have given poorer sections, the Adivasis, the SCSTs, the minorities, the OBCs, intellectuals, seniors, juniors, everybody we have accommodated.
Everyone's been accommodated. But did it irritate you? Now I don't think people are commenting that anymore. But when they didn't know your style of functioning, sir, when they didn't know what kind of Congress president you'd be, many people called you just like a handpicked person. They said that you'd be a puppet of the Gandhis. Did that anger you? Did that make you angry when people said that?
I don't say, because our opponents may say anything. If my performance in the state, everybody knows, madam also knows. My performance as a minister, of course, it was that time many people didn't know that how is my performance. But I worked as a labor minister. I moved entire world, more or less, all the countries in G20 meetings. It is not a new thing, a G20 here. Now it has gone to Brazil, the Lula, this. He came and to address the G20 Labor Ministers Conference at Geneva. We used to go to Japan, Geneva, Brazil, Italy, New York, means the capital, Washington, D.C. Everywhere we have gone, even Germany, different subjects we go. And we discuss there. Like that, it is a bigger way. You can say that when we meet 20 countries, labor ministers, they are different. They like your commerce ministry also constitute, finance ministry also constitute, such things. And here, the G20, this as usual came to India and it was performed. Therefore, we should not make it political. It came to India, and India, naturally, we have to work. Therefore, nobody commented on that.
But Khalkhe Sahab, speaking of G20, since you brought it up, people are saying the opposition sounds a little petty by not appreciating that India is being praised internationally. Germany and others have said that getting a joint declaration doesn't always happen. They weren't expecting it. And by the Congress being critical, they seem a little petty. And you know, the thing is that over in the villages also, I don't know, I haven't been to the villages after that, but people feel that in smaller towns also, people feel proud about India's place in the world. And the opposition, by raising this and criticizing this, is perhaps not doing itself any favors.
That is, they expect everything we should praise openly there. It means that have you criticized it?
Well,
see, simply they create this thing. But when you make it political, when you take your political advantage out of that, that is not acceptable. It is a program throughout the world it goes. It goes to the 20 countries one by one. Therefore, don't create much hype for that. So anyway, I don't want to discuss much about it. So I am only worried, don't create a division. First, then why they did not give me invitation to attend the G20?
They are saying they didn't even invite Nadda ji. They are saying that they didn't invite...
You can't compare Nadda. Nadda is a opposition leader. Nadda is a one party leader. I am a leader of opposition, cabinet rank. When your state ministers are there, I am a cabinet minister. And this has never happened any time. Though I used to attend many these foreign delegates, this thing. And even I attended when we were a labor minister, even G20, when Barack Obama, he invited Washington, there for all the people, even our other Italy, I can say, there also the prime minister comes and they invite the labor ministers. So, like that, they did. Nadda is different from Kharge because Kharge is a leader of opposition. People have given me this position. I am not asking as a congressman, as a congress president. I am just, they could have considered this, but they are different. Then same people, they invited me, only one the Saudi Arabia king, they hosted, it seems.
Right now.
Right now, they were hosted.
MBS came. They
invited at that time. Then how you invited them for this? Chodiye, wo apne apne level pe baat karte hain.
But you have stopped going for their events, no sir? I think the Independence Day at Red Fort, and also the previous to that, the new parliament opening. Is that?
You see, sometimes we won't get time. For example, Independence Day.
Huh.
If I go there, I will stuck because Prime Minister first go, then they leave Defense Minister because he's a guest, then Home Minister. After that, my number will come. Some power ministers going. Then I could not reach my headquarters, Congress office. Then my house, because I have to flag on my house also. Then I have to go to Congress office. There we have to do, otherwise the same criticism they have criticized. Oh, you see, the Congress president did not hosted a flag in his own office, on his own office. These things will come. This is not, we are missing. One thing they should also learn, you give the respect according to the post. Don't ill-treat others. But this is their habit, and that is...
But you have a good dynamic otherwise, sir, with Narendra Modi. We don't see many opposition leaders have the ability to, interact. The photographs, there are some, parliament events and stuff. We've seen, you confidently holding his hand and having a chat. Can you share with us what it's like behind the scenes? Do you have an okay relationship? Because otherwise, you've been in parliament so long. Narendra Modi was also chief minister. A lot of the union ministers at that time used to have interactions with chief minister. Is there a dynamic with Narendra Modi that you have, and can you share what it's like?
See, it is not like that. In democracy, we meet each other. And when any man comes before us, or when we are there, it is my duty to respect. We are not enemies. Respect each other. And if you don't respect your own prime minister and also your own colleagues, ministers, and then it is not a good culture, good sign. In democracy, yes, we will fight in the house. We are fighting on ideological grounds. Personally we don't dislike him. But the ideology what he is following, it is harmful for the country, and particularly Dalits, weaker sections, downtrodden, tribals. His idea of so many things, I don't want to explain those things. If time comes, I will tell. See, they forget the feeling of superiority. Such things should not be there in politics. And Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, you take Indira Gandhi, you take, see, directly used to speak our Vajpayee ji, everybody. Earlier, it was very good tradition. But nowadays, everybody, they don't see. Even Modi don't see when I was in parliament, by putting floral tribute, he used to put and go. Then our Adwani is behind him. But even never looks at him.
Modi ji won't look at Advani ji. Ah. Forget about talking to you. He would talk to you?
No. When sometimes he says, how are you? In Marathi he talks.
To you?
Then he says, in Hindi he speaks. I also respond, yes, achche hai, theek hai. Aap kaise hai? Yes. Sometimes I also say him, you came to my Gansun, he spoke. Part of job, a part of our political, like that he says. Okay.
Haan, you told him, no? That aapne mere wahan pe aaye the, aap bete ko bhi harana chahte hain. You told him that.
Yeah.
So what did he say?
Oh, ye mere party hai. Hamare party ke liye log bulate hain, to hum jana padta. That's usually easy. So we don't have personal enmities. We, as a prime minister, respect. But the way in which he and his government behaves towards the opposition is not cordial.
There's no channel of communication, right, sir? There's no back channel anymore. Before, I mean, we've read in books that, you know, people would call up and say, I need your support for this. Do you ever get a call from the Prime Minister or any of the ministers saying, Kharge ji, we need the opposition support for this?
No, that is not, because they are so egoist. They think that we have got 333 people with us, more than two-thirds. I don't need anybody. That's why they are passing the bill. Even you can't help here, they will go for the parliament, they get it done, or they will leave it. So when a huge majority you get in democracy, he will act as a dictator. So that is the way, that is the ego in him.
So he has brought up this whole thing about, and it's something personal. He's talked about the fact that Sanatan, it's become the big thing. Do you think that is going to be which Udayanidhi Stalin first brought up, but do you think that is going to be the big issue in 2024 elections or assembly elections? Sanatan Dharma supporters versus what they say are critics?
See, I don't want to talk on religion because I am in politics. I will tackle these issues politically, and religious matters I don't want to mix with politics. So they both are separate. So that's why I have left it. Anybody asks, even I say, I don't want to speak on that subject.
So one of the things that during the election campaigns, you talked about your caste identity. And you used it to counter Narendra Modi's narrative as chai wala. You said ki aap chai wala hai, mere to chai nahi peete hai. Do you think, you know, your own identity, sir, is that something that is part of the narrative? How do you feel that your rivals deal with it? I wanted to ask you.
No, you are wrong. I did not say to get votes and to expose my identity. He said first, I am a chai wala. Even in parliament, he says, before election, he says, 2014, he started with chai wala. Ye log mere ko tolerate nahi karte hai. Main ek gareeb ka beta hun. This all dialogues he started. Then, recently I told, quoting that, always he says, chai wala, chai wala. अरे भाई आपकी चाय है तो कैश सिस्टम में है. आपकी चाय की दुकान अगर किसी देहात में भी लगा है, लोग आपके चाय पीते हैं. अगर उसके बाजू में अगर मैं लगाया, मेरे दुकान में कोई नहीं आएंगे. कि सिस्टम इज लाइक दैट सोसाइटी यू हैव क्रिएटेड एंड सच सिस्टम यू सपोर्ट. इंस्टेड ऑफ इरेडिकेटिंग, यू पीपल आर सपोर्टिंग सच फिलोसफी. That was my point, not to say something or to identify. I don't believe such things because I believe in ideology which is helpful to all. Because simply you say, I am a settled caste, I am Dalit, I don't like that. So this is a weapon I have got. I got elected in parliament. It is a weapon to prove yourself, to help poor people, to help the other weaker sections. That is my main aim. Not that I am so and so, please help. This is not. He said, I responded.
Do you think your rivals use it in any way? Or do you think that they get a little wary about dealing with this whole caste question, sir? Because identity is our caste. In Indian politics becomes our identity.
No. See, he himself said, I am telling you often, he himself said, I am a Ghasi Baniya or something. He himself said, whenever he goes, I am also Teli. When he goes outside, he speaks, he himself sometimes, you are a prime minister of the country. There is no need to tell often and often. Okay, when beginning people were not knowing to him or me, it's okay once you told something that. But every time where there is a backward class, he says, I am a backward class man. Where there is some sort of, I am a RSS man. Wherever somewhere I am a BJP, the strong follower. Like that, he himself exposes his behavior, with his behavior, all these things.
In the recent India meeting, you have all decided that OBC and caste census is going to be a common agenda for the India Alliance. Is this something, are you all hoping that you will be able to get some of the appeal to the OBC community, which otherwise now BJP claims?
No, again, you are there wrong. We are not telling this to get vote. We are asking, if you do caste census, OBC caste census or caste census, we'll be able to know who is landless in that communities, who is uneducated, what is the literacy percentage, how many graduates there, how many government servants are there, how many IAS officers are there, how many business people are there, how many, what is the income of each caste, and how to solve it. When you have got hundreds of caste, then you have to make the poorest to the poor block, then again other. So that will help you to give something for them. That is the intention, not vote. Vote they may give. See, I will tell you, I gave my area people 7 district. I got amended with the help of Madam Sonia Gandhiji that for 7 district a separate special package was given, Article 371J.
In Karnataka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay. But people did not vote me. Yeah. Though they are getting free seats, medical, engineering, and employment right from what you call class 3rd to class 1. Sab kuch mila, mil raha hai.
But they still didn't.
And they say, sir, we committed a mistake, it happened. Now, of course, they can't do anything because the instructions were from when I was speaking, then our Prime Minister himself was replying that. While replying, he said openly, Kharge ji, to aaj bahut achhi takreer ki hai, lekin aane wale chunao mein, chunao ke baad, wo humko margdarshan karne ke liye yahan rahenge ya nahi, mujhe malum nahi. He told openly.
Meaning?
Means, you are going to be defeated. That is the meaning. Yahan rahenge ya nahi, to udhar baithenge ya nahi, mujhe malum nahi hai. Means he was so confident, I will be here, but even that side, he will not be there.
So, sir, if this caste thing doesn't work, what do you think is needed? Because you've been quite lucky for the Congress party. After you've taken over, they've won 2 states after a very dry period. So, according to you, Kharge Saab, who you have decades of experience, what is needed? What is the formula for winning?
No, it is not the question of caste. Whether, I told you earlier, see, not for vote. We want to give them something after this census in that OBC census or even SC, ST, other census. On caste basis, if you do it, you will know that because you have got thousands of caste in Hindu religion, then you will know who is really poor, who is really uneducated and illiterate. That picture will come out. For that, we'll make some, suppose in some states we can say, Congress states, you take care of these communities which is very backward. You make programs to them. Like that we can say, therefore, it is not only voting purpose to attract them for votes. It is to really give them some welfare programs.
For a larger thing, not for vote purposes.
No.
So, sir, along with this, the other announcement which has become the big headline, sir, is become this whole media boycott of certain anchors and all that. Aren't these really small issues? Why is the India Alliance, instead of talking about which seat sharing and all, why has it gotten into anchors and all that? Because the BJP is completely attacked and said, look, it shows how the Congress believes or the opposition believes in censorship.
See, that our, because I'm not a part of that coordination committee, they decided, And they may be having evidences, because many people, it is, we also see visibly how the anchors put questions, and also so they get the same answer what they wanted. These are all things are there, but they have taken, coordination committee has taken decision. That is there. I don't want to tell about that.
Special session, sir?
Special session recently has come, two-line agenda, that discussion, and why he wanted so short, I don't know. Because you could have done 15 days or 1 month agenda, winter session. You could have taken it. But this is how, where the Prachar Madhyam, he wants tell success of G20. Dinbar wahi chalte rahe.
Prachar Madhyam, you call it. Hmm.
Then again, administration issue, how they handled it, these things, all such things. Self-praising session, more or less this. So naturally they are doing it. And without giving prior information that these are the things we could have added, that's, and even Sonia Gandhiji wrote a letter, see, you should take issues like inflation, like unemployment, like Chinese, this thing, and so many other issues, nearly 8-9 issues he listed, and wrote a letter to Prime Minister, and instead of Prime Minister answering, he allowed this Parliamentary Affairs Minister to reply it. So this is the state of affairs.
My final question, sir, I've taken up too much of your time. Ahead of 2024 and 2023 assembly elections, are you feeling confident about the opposition's chances, India Alliance's chances, and what do you think will be the biggest factor?
See, all when we have joined, naturally, the figure shows, the voting pattern shows, if we fight combinedly, we are going to succeed. That is the symptoms. A rear election given, recent even by-elections of MLA, that also shown it. And in democracy, we can't keep quiet. And I told you, simply because somebody is coming up, somebody got something, so we should keep quiet. It is not. We have to correct him, correct their program, and we are fighting together, and I hope now, this time, we'll have edge over NDA.
You'll win.
Edge over NDA means win, no?
Thank you so much, Kharge Saab, for spending so much time.
Thank you.
This episode of First Voice Last Word was produced by Deepthi Ahuja. The audio editor is Amrinder Singh. The video production has been made possible thanks to Aditi Prasad and Shikhar Varshney. The video has been shot by Harshvardhan Rathore and team. The editing has been done by Kuljeet Singh. The intern on this episode is Rajat Kamra. This episode was hosted and written by Sunetra Chaudhary, National Political Editor at Hindustan Times. To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.